I'd like to turn now to capital gains tax. In the pre-budget report, the Chancellor announced that he proposed to introduce sweeping changes to what he referred to as simplification of the capital gains tax legislation. And I'm now going to give you an outline of the proposals. These changes will apply to disposals on or after the 6th of April 2008, and they will apply to individuals, trustees, and personal representatives, but they won't affect companies. It's going to be simple, according to Alistair Darling. The rate of CGT will be a single 18% on all disposals, and this rate will no longer vary according to the top slice of income, and so it's going to apply to basic rate as well as higher rate taxpayers. Taper relief will no longer be available for disposals on or after the 6th of April. That's pretty sweeping. We've been used for the last 10 years to rates of tax depending upon the types of asset. It will not be relevant whether something is a business asset or a non-business asset. Indexation relief will no longer be available either, and that again is a pretty sweeping change. If you had an asset that was owned before the 31st of March 1982, you can choose whether you adopt the original cost or the market value as at the 31st of March 1982 in your capital gains tax computation on sale. That choice is going to go. For all pre-82 assets, it will now be the market value as at the 31st of March 1982. For disposals of shares, the identification rules will be simplified. But some of the rules have stayed. Capital losses brought forward and those arising in a current year will still be able to be offset against your gains. So those rules are unchanged. The CGT exemption, the annual exemption, will also still be available. And, very valuable too, other capital gains tax reliefs will still apply. And that includes the wonderful principal private residence relief, and that's relevant in some circumstances to buy-to-lets where you've managed to live in them for a while. It also applies to business asset rollover relief, business asset holdover relief, the EIS and the VCT schemes. As you can imagine, there's been a lot of negative comment about these CGT proposals, especially from entrepreneurs, the Federation of Small Businesses and the CBI. And the Treasury has clearly been put on the back foot by this and has agreed to consider modification of the new rules. There appears to be a number of proposals that the government is considering. One of these is to have a form of retirement relief that would allow the first 100,000 of gains relieved on an actual retirement. Remember, the last version of retirement relief in the 1990s had no requirement to actually retire. Another proposal is to be able to elect for a deemed sale by April the 5th, 2008 to trigger actual gains, which would not be therefore payable until January 2009. Now that sounds a bit daft, doesn't it? But it would allow the current generous taper relief rules to be used on this deemed sale. And indeed, politically, to allow the Chancellor to claim that the new rates and the new rules would only apply for future uplifts in the value of businesses. The Treasury won't be drawn on these details at the moment, and indeed it's put off the draft legislation into the new year, having promised that we'd see it before Christmas. So we're going to have to wait and see what's actually on the table. So as far as we're concerned, at this moment, that's a watch this space.